From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Republicans in Nevada are caucusing today on their choice for a presidential nominee. NPR's Carrie Kahn visited a polling site in Henderson.
Turnout is pretty phenomenal. They're very excited. They have more than 2,000 people who've showed up this morning. They've been busy all morning long organizing and getting the precinct started, and they are underway right now. And each meeting has about 50, 60 people, and they have three things to do. They have to vote for a delegate to go to their county convention. They have to vote for a platform, and then finally, they get to vote for their preference for the Republican presidential nominee.
Polls show former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is expected to come out ahead. He easily won the Florida primary earlier this week. Russia and China today vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down because of his violent crackdown on anti-government protests. The vote came as Syrian forces attacked neighborhoods in the city of Homs for hours overnight. Activists say at least 250 people were killed. Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said she was disgusted by the vote, that two members are willing to sell out the Syrian people. Before the vote, President Obama said Assad has no right to lead his people and has lost all legitimacy with the international community. There were angry protests against the Assad government at a number of Syrian embassies today in Egypt, Tunisia, Tripoli, Kuwait, and Jordan. Larry Miller reports there are also protests beyond the Arab world.
It was tense outside Syria's London embassy. Then the building came under attack by around 300 protesters throwing bricks, bottles, and paint. Most windows were smashed. Riot police wielding batons pushed back the charging demonstrators. There were injuries and arrests. Protest organizer Ali Khalaf describes the mood as boiling blood.
Unfortunately, the boiling blood just, we couldn't control it at all. All of a sudden, we've seen the demonstrator jumping over the fence and they stormed towards the embassy, shouting to the police, asking them, please, please, let have access.
While London police prevented access in Athens and Berlin, demonstrators broke into Syrian embassies. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Tens of thousands of Russians marched in Moscow today against the ruling United Russia Party and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Jessica Gallagher is across the street from the Kremlin.
I saw this one gentleman, and he was in a wheelchair. His sister pushed him through the snow and ice so that he could be here. You also see a lot of elderly people with canes, and they're having trouble walking through the snow, but that doesn't seem to matter because they say that they want their voices to be heard. This is the third largest demonstration in the past 3 months since the collapse of the Soviet Union. They mean business.
Jessica Gallagher reporting from Moscow. The demonstrators claim that a parliamentary election 2 months ago won by Putin's party was rigged. This is NPR News from Washington. Eastern Europeans are struggling to cope with another major snowstorm. Three more feet of snow fell in Bosnia. The snow caused power outages and shut down airports, rail stations, and bus service. Colorado is digging out from a major winter storm today. NPR's Joel Rose reports some communities measured the snowfall in feet rather than inches.
Some Rocky Mountain towns reported up to 6 feet of snowfall. In Denver, the total was closer to 16 inches, but that was more than enough to disrupt travel at Denver International Airport, which reported more than 600 canceled flights. And state officials were forced to close a busy stretch of Interstate 70 in eastern Colorado. Trucker Corey Dobson told a local TV station he and his rig spent the night in a Walmart parking lot.
I ain't going anywhere. I told my fleet manager just to leave me down for the night. I don't think anybody should be on these roads right now.
Interstate 70 later reopened as the storm moved east into Kansas and Nebraska. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Riot police on horseback moved into a park near the White House before dawn today to enforce a no-camping rule against protesters connected to the Occupy movement. They took down tents and removed bedding. 6 people were arrested. Officials say they are not evicting the demonstrators, but protester Mike Isaacson disagrees with that assertion.
Well, they're telling us that we can't sleep here, and we have to have a tent flap open. I don't see how you can call a situation where you're telling people that they can't live somewhere not an eviction.
The demonstrators have been camped out at the park for months. The National Park Service bans camping on federal land not designated as a campground. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.